Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. We are in Season 2, Episode 54. If you haven't listened to the other ones, I would suggest going and listening through some of those. But today's, we are going to kick off into your nutrition side of things with working out. We're going to just go kind of a little more of a rant one. Number one thing is, what are you doing? So are you eating enough, or are you trying to gain muscle size and not eat enough? You can't really, a lot of people try to do this where they cut and try to run deficits. Doesn't work. So you need to understand exactly what your goals are. Understand that if you're trying to gain some size, you're going to have more macros, eating more of those type of things. Now, if you're trying to cut, you would then run in deficits. So those are some of the things to start with. You have to then also understand what you are putting in nutrition-wise into your body and then your workout. So how much are you working out? Are you doing way more workouts? Are you not fueling properly? All of these things can make a huge difference in your life and completely take you to the next level if you start understanding your fitness and your nutrition paired together. That pairing can make a huge difference, and you can then start seeing way more results. As we've touched on numerous times before, understanding your periodization and how you, what you work on certain days can also be a game changer, rather going in without a plan. Whenever you go in without a plan, doesn't make as much sense. And then while you're doing that, you start faltering. So just really starting to realize and understanding exactly what you can do there. It's one of the biggest things, and it can make a huge difference in your life. I have found that in my own life and in nutrition and all of those type of things, is as you work through things, things can get a lot easier if you understand exactly when to eat. To start, and then another thing is when you need fuel, so waters, things with actual not so many macros just to keep you hydrated. So understanding the difference between eating and then hydration, that is a huge game changer for most people. And if you do that, it can make and take your fitness to the whole another level. I have also noticed that if you are having carbonated drinks, you're doing things that are taking a little away from you, you're dehydrating yourself. You have to understand you got to put other fuel in. It's not saying it's horrible to have one, but if you're drinking lots of pop and energy drinks and those things with caffeine, you have to understand what you have to put in to counteract that. A lot of the time people do not realize this or understand this, so that when they are looking for goals and results, then they start faltering and seeing exactly what the issue is. I have seen in numerous times in fitness and in everything that if you start adjusting and moving things forward, you can see bigger results if you put your head down and actually periodize and make sure that your workout program is good, and then pairing it with the nutrition so that you know when you're eating, so you're prepped. Those type of things, getting a variety of different meats if that's what you're going with, if you're using carbs or fats, whatever fuel sources you need and what works for you. There is many different variety of different programs for nutrition, but at the end of the day, you have to find the one that fits for you and that you will stick to. Faltering off is a normal thing, and if you don't give your time for prepping and all that, you will not see the results the same as you would like. It's one of the bigger things I have found as I've done more and more research and work with clients, is if you falter and you let these things go, then this happens, and when you do that, then you start taking a step back. It's one of those things that if you cannot don't go prepped into anything, you will not get results. So nutrition is the same with programming and your fitness, is making sure that these two things go together. Programming and nutrition are two of the most important things, and they can make it so that you take your fitness to the next level. Fuel is so important to you, and understanding that what you start with and when you're stressed, what you go for, those type of things can make a giant difference in your life, and then they can also then impact your sleep, your workouts, everything. So just sitting back and realizing all those things can be something that at times is tough, but then you will actually see exactly where you went wrong and where you can turn these things around. So as always, we give you a challenge. The challenge is, what are you going to start prepping? What nutrition are you going to try to follow? One day off, maybe try to follow it for 6 days a week. Where's your issues with supplements or with caffeine or whatever that might be? Where do you see these problems, and how are you going to make it positive impact to change that? That's some of the things I would ask myself. The other thing is busy life and all this. How are you still going to squeeze in the gym and getting yourself to the next level? Because that can make a huge difference in your life. If you do not make time for it, then you falter, you fall off, and then you have to get back into routine. So it's one of those things that don't let that happen to you. Stay back, start focusing, think about all the positives, and then as we transform and try changing some aspects of your life, you'll start feeling better, but you keep that main foundation, and that being nutrition, your programming, keeping your mental health, getting your sleeps, and just making sure that in that you have proper fuel so that you can do everything that you want to achieve in a day. If you go willy-nilly and don't go prepped, you will then falter off. So just ask yourself these simple things. It'll make a huge difference in your life, and you will start seeing way more results. And as always, thank you guys so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.